Well, it's just sweet in here this morning, isn't it? I know people react different ways to the movement of the Spirit of God, but I tell you, when I get in the presence of the King like we are this morning, hey, sometimes it just overwhelms me. Do you realize what we're experiencing right now? The presence of God that we're feeling right now, it is enough to save the whole world if they just yield to it. I know we look at this world sometime and we're just kind of write them off and say they're all going to hell. But I'm reminded in His Word, He said He's not willing that any should perish. Come on, I don't know about you. I've got family that seem like the more you pray for them, the worse they get. Seem like they're almost determined to go to hell. But God's not willing that any should perish. And what we're feeling right here, right now, sometimes we just kind of take it for granted. But I tell you, we're in the house of the King this morning. Amen. In the house of our King. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. I feel His presence. And I believe what we're feeling here and what we experience here. Brother Doug was teaching this morning on the kingdom. He's preparing us for it. He's trying his best to prepare us for that kingdom. There's no sin going to enter into that kingdom. Amen. And I'm going to tell you right now, praise God, it's not hard to serve the Lord. You just need to fall in love with Him. That's all it's all about right there. You just need to fall in love with Him. Glory be to God. Most everybody you see today, they'll tell you they love the Lord, but if you don't love this book right here, you don't love Him. You don't live by this book right here, you don't love the Lord. Amen. He said, if you're ashamed of me and of my words, come on, hallelujah. How many of you believe that He is the Word? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My. The book of Ezra, chapter 5. We're going to be reading from a few verses here this morning. Well, I'm looking for camp meeting and revival right here this morning. How about you? Praise God. Amen. One service at a time. Glory be to God. I thank God for what He did. Amen. In the tent meeting. But oh, we got it right here this morning, what God's wanting to do right here. And, you know, I don't know how you're looking at it. I don't know which way you try to put a gauge on it. But I'll tell you, I believe the rapture can take place any moment. And I believe every service we in, we ought to do our very best. There's going to be a day when I'll preach my last message, when Brother Woods preached his last message and all these other preachers. And there'll be a day when you'll hear your last message. And I tell you, I want to do all I can. Brother Ross, I appreciate that. We was in a meeting 2 years ago. A pastor friend of ours that in Alabama that called me and been going down there and preaching for him quite a while. And he said, would you come and preach us a youth revival? They had 7 young people. And I guess their church runs about 35 or 40, you know, maybe 45. They got 7 young people. He said, would you preach us a youth revival? And Wednesday through Saturday. And I said, I sure would. I said, if the Lord allows it, I'll come. And so I went down there with them young people on my heart. And for 4 nights, I preached to those 7 young people. They got them up on the front 2 rows and sat them right there. And I'll be honest with you, whenever I'm asked to preach a youth camp or to the young people, that's who I preach to. And that's who I preach to. But what I didn't realize is that God was doing a work in some of the grown-ups. That there was a deacon there that had been deacon in that church for 35 years. And he stood up at the end of that youth revival and said God had got a hold of his heart. He said, for 35 years I've been doing the minimum. Just what it takes to get by. He said, but this youth revival has changed my life. He said, I want to do everything I can for the Lord here on out. Hallelujah. You know, there's a lot of folks just doing the minimum. Come on. They say, they send you out a report on them old credit cards that if you just pay the minimum payment, how long it'll take you to pay it off. Come on. Amen. Y'all seen that. I tell you, I think we ought to do the very best we can, don't you? I think we ought to be working harder than we ever have. I want to do the maximum. I want to do everything I can, amen, for the kingdom of God. How about you? Ezra chapter 5, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 11. And we're going to try our best to obey the Lord here. I want to encourage your heart this morning to keep fighting the good fight of faith. Amen. I'm encouraged in the Lord. I'm not discouraged. Praise God. I'm glad God's got us here for such a time as this. Amen. I'm telling you, I thank God for all the ones that's blazed the trail and all the things that's been done. But God's got us here. Amen. For this time. Hallelujah to God. Amen. So I'm looking forward to what God's going to do. How about you? How many of you want to be a part of what God's doing? I do, don't you? I really do. Glory to God. I know probably this is familiar to your ears, just a little story here. But I want to pull a message out God laid upon my heart and preach it to you this morning. It simply says in verse 1 of Ezra chapter 5, then the prophets Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel, even unto them. Then rose up Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and began to build the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. And with them were the prophets of God helping them. I appreciate the way this church works together. Come on, I mean that. You'd be surprised places I go, amen, that they ain't working together. It's just one trying to do it all. And one can't do it all. It takes us working together. Come on, are you hearing me this morning? I said it takes us working together. Amen. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Glory be to God. I go to places where that little old pastor having to do it all. And nobody's interested in helping. But it takes us working together. I like that, don't you? But how many of you know that when you get in here and you start doing a work for God, the devil's going to stick his nose up every time. You do something for the Lord, the devil's going to stick his nose up. It says in verse 3, at the same time came to them Tatnai. That sounds like a good name for a devil, don't it? Governor on this side the river, and Shethar-Bozni and their companions, and said thus unto them, who hath commanded you to build this house and to make up this wall? Who do you think you are? How many of you know the devil would love to intimidate you and I? Come on, he would. He'd love to back me and you down from doing a work for God. Hallelujah. I want you to look at the answer they give them in verse 11. They said, who told you to do it? Who do you think you are? And I love the answer they got. My mind's slipping right now. I wish I could remember that song they sang the other night. Maybe they can sing it after I get through preaching or this afternoon. But something about just lifting your head. What was it? My foot's on the rock. My mind's made up. Got to look him straight in the face. Come on. I don't believe we have to back down from the devil. I know within our own self, our own flesh, we're no match for him. But hey, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And therefore, I think we ought to stand up just like they did. Listen to this answer they gave, young people. And thus they returned us answer saying, we are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and build the house that was built these many years ago, which a great king of Israel built it and set up. Hallelujah. Don't you love that? Amen. They didn't back down. Who told you to build it? I I'll tell you who told us to do it. God told us to do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to use verse 3 in the first four words, and I want to use that for a title for a message. I want to try to preach this morning on at the same time. You know, God, we know He's omnipotent. We know He's all-powerful. And you have got to know, amen, that God's power is not diminished at all. He's still as powerful as He's ever been. But He's not only omnipotent, but He's omnipresent. How many of you believe that? He's not limited to just one place. There's no doubt there's services going on with godly people this very hour, and God's blessing them like He's blessing us. I believe that. I really do. He's not limited. I want to preach on that the same time. Brother Ross, would you lead us in prayer? I sure have enjoyed being with all of y'all, but I've enjoyed being with them too. And I want Brother Ross to lead us in prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can be seated this morning. I love preaching at this church on Sunday mornings because y'all eat right here and you ain't got to rush to get to a restaurant nowhere. Hallelujah. I love preaching here. Praise God. Amen. I mean, it's showing straight up and down 12, but it's only 11 o'clock in Alabama, so I think I'm going to preach on Alabama time. Where's Andrew at? He's shaking his head. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. At the same time. I mean, is that not the way that you have found it out in your Christian walk with the Lord? That every time things get going really good and you start doing something for the Lord and the Lord begins to bless, have you not found it, amen, that the old devil will try to stick his, amen, nose in every time? I mean, boy, you can be getting blessed and you can be just things be going great. And you, boy, everything's on the up and up. And then here comes along, amen, the old devil to try to, you know, put some kind of stop in front of you. There's a lot of people that kind of, you know, say, well, I've heard them get up and testify and they kind of get sometimes a little bit whiny, if I can say it that way. To where they say, the old devil's a-bothering me. Well, I got news for you. If you live for God, the devil is going to bother you. Come on, amen. I can tell you right now, I'd never make a good charismatic. They always say you never have any problems and the devil ain't never bothering them. Maybe that's because there ain't nothing for the devil to bother. He's got them right where he wants them. But I can tell you, if you live for God, if you serve the God of heaven and earth, if you try your best to do a work for God, I can tell you there's an adversary that will come against you every time. Amen. You got to realize this is a battlefield. This is a warfare. Are you hearing me? The enemy is going to fight us. The enemy is fighting us. But oh, I'm so glad, amen, that even though the enemy is fighting us, Brother Henry, I'm glad at the same time, amen, God is helping us. Come on. Oh, I'd like to turn it around right here as they begin to build that house, as they begin to work together, as they begin to do a work for God. The Bible declares at the same time, amen, Pat and I and the others begin to rise up. But oh, I'd like to turn this thing around if I could. Amen, that God, hallelujah, operates at the same time. Amen, even though, amen, the enemy's fighting. I'm glad, hallelujah, to God, amen, that you can have the devil's opposition on one hand, but you can have God's favor on the other hand, all at the same time. Aren't you glad today, amen, that God is helping us, that God is with us? I said, while the devil's raging, God's here to help us at the same time. Amen. The devil's opposition. Anybody had that lately? Come on, amen. The devil's opposition. but God's favor all at the same time. Hallelujah. I mean to tell you, it's a great thing, isn't it? Amen. Even though the enemies are fighting, isn't it great to know that God's helping us? Hallelujah. Sometimes when I call my little brother down there in Florida, I say, hey, brother, how you doing? He said, well, Brother David, the Lord's a blessing and the devil's a messing. Hallelujah. And that's just about the way it is. Amen. When you do something for the Lord, the devil's going to try his best to hinder, to halt, to get you to quit doing what you're doing. But I come to tell you this morning that God is with you. God is helping you. Don't you give up the fight. God will be with you. At the same time, come on. Here they are, working, building that house, doing the work for God. And at the same time, the enemy rises up. Come on, we've been there, haven't we? I know we don't like trouble. I know we don't like problems. Amen. But I'm telling you, until the sounding of the trumpet comes to catch his church away, you can count on it, the devil's going to fight you with everything he has. Come on, he's going to come at you in ways that he's never come at you before. Come on, he'll use tactics that he's never used with you before. He'll try you in every way you can be tried. But I come to tell you, beloved, amen, you hold on to God, you stay with God, because God will help you, amen, in the worst time, in the hardest time of your trial or whatever it is. I'm telling you, there's a God in heaven that's working at the same time. I know, amen, the devil is called the prince and power of the air, but oh, I also know that God, hallelujah, amen, is looking down upon us and he's helping us. Are you glad for that this morning? Aren't you glad God does things at the same time? He does. Amen. He's not limited to just one place. I found some of the greatest times, amen, that God has ministered to me is when I've been in my hardest trial. I found some of the greatest times when the love of God swooped down upon me and wrapped me in those arms and put me under those loving wings. Hallelujah. It's been when the enemy is raised against me on every side. Amen. The Bible even says it this way. Amen. In 2 Corinthians, I know you've heard it before. Chapter 4, amen. Listen what it says. The Bible said that we have this treasure. 2 Corinthians 4 and 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. He said, we are troubled on every side, but at the same time we're not distressed. We are perplexed, but at the same time I'm not in despair. Hallelujah. Oh, we are persecuted, but at the same time I'm not forsaken. We are cast down, but at the same time I'm not destroyed. Hallelujah. Why, preacher? Because I've got a treasure in this earthen vessel. Amen. That God will be with me. That God will help me. He'll do it at the same time. Amen. Trouble on every side. Come on here. Amen. I shared with Brother Ross this morning. Phone rang at 4:30 this morning. It was my backslid daughter, 32 years old. Daddy, I said, what is it, baby? Daddy, I'm sick. I can't quit throwing up, and I'm running a fever. Daddy, will you pray for me? Come on. Hallelujah. Why the devil seemingly been having a field day with that girl. Amen. She knows what's right, but she backslid a few years back. I thought everything looked good. She married into a holiness family, married a holiness preacher. But after 6 years of marriage, he wound up backsliding, leaving her. Amen. Now there she is, you know. And now she's backslid. But oh, I'm telling you, amen, the devil ain't got her all. Amen. At 4:30, I was glad to be woke up at 4:30 this morning. Amen. Because even though the devil may seemingly have his hooks in her, amen, the God of heaven dealt with her. And she picked up that phone and called me and said, Daddy, would you pray for me? Come on, hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, the devil may be a raging against your family, but don't you get weary. Don't you give up. Come on. I'm telling you, God, amen, is working on the other end. I'm telling you, God does things at the same time. I know the devil's fighting you. He's fighting all of us. He's fighting our families. He's coming against us in ways that we never thought he would. But at the same time, ooh, hallelujah. And I said, at the same time, Brother Howe, God's helping us. God's strengthening us. Come on. God's preparing us for that kingdom. Amen, Brother Doug. I'm telling you, beloved, amen, I'm glad God is with us, aren't you? I said, I'm glad God's here to help us. I'm glad, amen, God hadn't left us alone to just let the devil have a field day with us. But I'm glad that when trouble comes, I'm glad at the same time, amen, I ain't stressed out about it, because my hope is in Him. My hope is in the Lord. My hope is not in this world, amen. If it was, I'd be miserable. But my hope is in the Lord. That's helping me at the same time. God can turn panic into peace. Come on. You ever had a situation where things were, and all of a sudden you had that peace of God that swept over you, that passed all understanding? Come on, amen. I mean, panic into peace. Only God can do that. You know, we just got through having all them storms there at home and everything, and I actually seen above the trees, seen one of the tornadoes. We was about a half a mile from it, and I was kind of looking, you know, and walked outside to look. I don't know why we do that, but I did. Anyway, I seen that thing, you know, coming over, just watched the twirling, watched the debris in it, and I realized what it was, and then, you know, went in there, and we took cover in the hallway and all that, but it's been back when Dad, I had him in that hospital bed, couldn't move him, and we had tornado warnings coming. Cable's gone down at my daughter's house, and I was there with Mom and Daddy by myself, you know, had Daddy in that bed, couldn't move him, and they come on the radio there. You got a tornado headed toward Warrior. Get out. Take cover now. If you live in a mobile home, get out. But they wasn't no getting out. I couldn't move my daddy. Had him hooked up to all that stuff, you know. And so I began to kind of run around. Got a little bit panicky, you know. I lifted that bed. We had him in a hospital bed, electric hospital bed. It raises up pretty high. Mama could move around a little bit back then. And I got that thing up, and I got her down and put her under the bed. Started covering her up. I went and got pillows and blankets. Started putting them all around Daddy. And about the time I went to crawl in the bed and cover up Daddy, I mean, it was getting rough outside. All of a sudden, Daddy woke up and said, Boy, what are you doing? And my first answer was, I said, I got Mama under the bed. I mean, I was panicking, brother. I felt like we was going to get blown away. I don't know what Daddy thought when I get to heaven. I'll have to ask him if he remembers that. Amen. What do you mean you got Mama under the bed? What's Mama doing under the bed? Amen. He didn't say that, but anyway, I told him. He said, what's happening? I said, Daddy, I said, there's a tornado headed this way. I got Mama under there. I got quilts around her. I said, I'm going to get over here and lay on top of you in case the walls, well, a trailer, usually it just blows it away. Amen. In case the windows blow out or the roof comes off, I'm going to be laying on top of you. And all of a sudden, Brother John, that old daddy of mine pulled that little old evil hand out from that cover. He looked at me. Amen. And there was something in his eyes. He said, son, everything going to be all right. Come on. Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you right there at the same time, God turned panic into peace. Come on. Mama stuck her little head out from the bed and said, what did he say? I said, you come on out from the bed, Mama. Everything going to be all right. Come on. I come to tell you this morning, hold on to God. Everything will be all right. Come on. At the same time, I got my foot on the rock. And my mind's made up. Though I walk through the lonely valley, it's coming back to me. Though I drink from the bitter cup. What is it? When the devil comes knocking, showing me an easier way, I look him straight in the what? Straight in the face or eye? Straight in the eye. I say, my foot's on the rock. My mind's made up. Come on, hallelujah. I'm telling you right here, beloved, at the same time, that's my message this morning. It may not be a deep theological message, but I'm telling you, amen, God does things at the same time. When the devil's fighting, hallelujah to God, amen, panic into peace, amen, stress into serenity, chaos into control. Is anybody hearing this preacher this morning? How many of you know, amen, that God does things at the same time.
Praise the Lord.
When that enemy comes at you like a flood, at the same time, the Spirit of God lifts up a standard against him. Come on, isn't that right? When the enemy comes in like a flood, when I'm troubled on every side, when I don't know what to do, amen, God comes on the scene and moves for us. How many times has he done it for me and you? Can we even count them? How many times? I mean, listen, if you just go back and think about it. How about, amen, and I don't know how far you got to go back. I don't know how old you was when you got saved. But I thought about those days that I didn't serve God. Brother Al, when I was doing what I wanted to do, when I wouldn't even acknowledge God, didn't pray at night, didn't read my Bible all them years, you know, had a good godly mom and daddy, and, you know, and I'd call them even when I needed, you know, if I felt like I needed a prayer, I'd call them, get them to pray, but I wouldn't pray. I mean, just totally, amen, just kind of ignored God all the way around. Go down to that little homecoming once a year on the second Sunday of June. Did that for 19 years, getting within a couple of miles of the little old homeless church. Palms of my hands go to sweat and my heart go to beating. What was it? God dealing with me, but I'd wait, you know, I'd just fight it off. I mean, all those times, amen, of just doing away, you know. I mean, listen, when I was rejecting God, when I was lost, amen, and without God, I'm telling you, at the same time, God still loved me. Come on, hallelujah. The Bible said that God committed his love toward us while we were yet sinners, that Christ died for us. I'm telling you this morning, amen, when we were all lost, at the same time, the love of God was reaching down and protecting us. Amen. Amen. Even when I didn't acknowledge him. Even when I was lost. Out in the wilderness. Jeremiah had a way of putting it. He said in chapter 31 in verse 1, at the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel? And they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness. Isn't that something? You're in the wilderness. But at the same time, there's grace. Lord, hallelujah. Lost on your way to hell, but at the same time, God's reaching out. You know what I really feel like this morning? Sometimes I pray and I pray. Sometimes, if I'm not careful, I get discouraged praying for my youngins. But, Lord, when that phone rang this morning, you know what that was? That's grace in the wilderness. Come on here. He said, thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I've loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn thee. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm glad God does things at the same time. I know the text that I used this morning, it was talking about, amen, the devil's imps coming against the godly people at the same time. But I tell you what, God works at the same time also. Hallelujah to God. I said, God, we can turn this thing around on him this morning and realize that even though the enemy's fighting us, even though the devil's coming against us, at the same time, there's a God, amen, that's helping us. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that he is, amen. I'm so glad, amen, that God's helping us. I probably shared this here with y'all before, but, I don't know, maybe sometimes when I meet folks like Brother and Sister Ross and Sister Hansel, if you don't mind, I kind of cling to them a little bit because it reminds me of Mom and Daddy. I miss Mom and Daddy when I get to see godly people like this. I kind of look at them as a figure of that. You know, Brother Ross, my daddy never went, he only went through the ninth grade. It was just, where they lived then and had to go to work and stuff. And had to. He eventually, got his diploma and went into the Navy, but he had to come out of school in the ninth grade to help support the family. He didn't have a lot of education. Never went to college. And I remember one time I was going through it not long after I preached. And a lot of people don't know this, but I got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Started preaching 2 years before Sister Kay got saved. And I'd go preach, and she didn't understand, but she supported me. And it was 2 years later before she got saved. And so it was one of them times when I was just going through it. I wasn't really thinking about giving up, but I was really just, the enemy was fighting me on every hand. I'd go preach at places and I either preach too hard for one bunch or not hard enough for another. Come on now. That'll drive you about crazy if you let it. Come on. Amen. I know we preachers we don't preach to get a pat on the back or nothing, but I'm telling you, you just get rejected everywhere you turn. I mean, I had some of them syndromes like them old prophets had. Nobody wants to hear me, And I was down praying one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning in the living room. I'm going to be honest now. I told you I wouldn't make good charismatic. I can't just pray in tongues when I want to. It just don't happen with me that way. And I'm telling you, when I got down to pray and under such a load, the only thing I could get out was, oh, God. Oh, God. That's all I could get out. I know the Bible says, building up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, but it wasn't happening that morning. I was just agonizing and groaning, I guess, in the spirit. Oh, God, I need your help. I don't know what to do. All of a sudden, it seemed like I felt an arm and a hand come around my shoulder. It scared me so bad I looked around. Thought it was somebody with my wife or one of the children, and there wasn't nobody in there. And finally, I just kind of settled down, and I think I got up and laid on the couch and went to sleep, and I got up early that morning, and I was off that day, and I went by the house. This is when Dad was still working a public job. And I went by there to do something for Mom. And Mama said, "Your Daddy left you something over there by his recliner." I'd not told Daddy anything. I'd not told him I was battling things or whatever. I was just kind of keeping it all to myself. How many of you know God can work at the same time? Went over there and this little note tore off a piece of paper. It says, "David, the Lord told me to give you this scripture at 6:30 this morning. Read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 18. On second thought, just read the whole chapter." He is a word man, brother. He liked reading whole chapters. He didn't like just reading a verse or two. "We love you and are praying for you. Love, Dad. I've got an earthen, a treasure in this earthen vessel." And then he signed it, KLU. "Keep looking up." Come on, hallelujah. I'm fixing to give an altar call right here. Because there's some of you right here. I know we've had a good meet intent revival. There's some of you got to realize when the devil comes at you and gives everything and throws everything on you, and you feel like you're going to buckle, at the same time, God will help you. Well, that, I mean, have you ever had sickness and health at the same time? When I lay flat on my back, Brother Emery, with them tubes out of my chest back in 05, when they took part of that lung out, Sister Randy, I felt like I'd never preach again. I laid there. After they took that out and they had me on one of them pain pumps where if you hurt, you could push it. You couldn't, I don't know what it was in there, but anyway, you could push it and it would help with the pain some. But the only thing, when you would, it kind of make you sleepy and groggy and you'd go out, you know. It seemed like there I was. It seemed like every demon of hell come against my mind. But every time I'd wake up and I'd roll over, I wouldn't roll over, I was on my back, but every time I'd wake up and I'd look down at the foot of my bed or over across the room, there'd be two or three preachers standing there. Man, they'd see me, open my eyes, and they'd run over there to me. They'd say, "Hey, Brother Roper, God's going to lift you up, brother. Don't be discouraged, brother. God's going to help you." See, I couldn't pray for myself. I don't know if y'all like that or not, but when you're sick, it's hard to pray for yourself. But God sent some reinforcement. Because He knew those demons of hell was trying to discourage me. And God sent some reinforcement at the same time. Hallelujah. Even after I got home, I made a statement to my wife. I said, "You know this is it, don't you?" I said, "We're going to have to come off the field. We'll never be able to recover from this." And that's what I spoke to her. 2 days later, I got a card in the mail from a sister in Locust, North Carolina. It was just a card just encouraging us. But I opened that card up, Kay brought it up there. And you know what it said? It said, "Brother David, I hope you're not thinking about coming off the field." Come on now. I'm telling you, God does things at the same time. Come on, hallelujah. Who knows that she wasn't writing that letter while I was saying, "I'm going to have to come off the field." She might have been writing that. She might have been writing that card. Huh? Come on. I'm just telling you this morning. I want them to come on and get us a song ready. I don't feel like preaching no longer. I just want to tell you, God does things at the same time. Amen. God is a God that just helps us. And He'll be right there with us. Y'all know Brother Irvin Lewis at Wilson. I was preaching youth camp last year in South Carolina. And Brother Johnny Lewis, I don't know if y'all ever met him, his brother. He was there. And he got to telling the story. I don't know if y'all have heard him tell this. But he shared this with us. How that a few years back, They already had three children, and they really wasn't expecting to have a fourth child. Sister Cindy was expecting, and she was, I'm not sure how old she was, probably close to 40, I guess, or maybe a little bit over 40, I don't know. But when it come time to have the child, she had a lot of complications during the term of going through. When it come time to have the child, there was a lot of complications. Sister Cindy and the baby was in intensive care for weeks. They was going up there to see them one day, and they let the family come in at a certain time, and they got up there in intensive care, and they stopped them. They told Brother Johnny, they said, children can't come in right now. Things are not good. They said, we don't know if we're going to be able to save them. So Brother Johnny's mom and dad was with them, and they took them. This was up in Pennsylvania. So the mom, so Brother and Sister Lewis took them, took the kids, the other kids downstairs. Brother Johnny went back up there. He said, I want to see my wife, my baby. They said, give us just a few minutes. So he stood out there waiting until they could tell him to come in. He said there was a big sign up on the wall. It had all the rules and the regulations and restrictions of the visiting hours. You had to put on a mask and a gown. And had all the different rules. He said, I don't know why. He said, I never had really paid no attention to them before. But they had been up there for 3 or 4 weeks. He said, but I was just standing there and I was reading it. He said, I got down to the very last one. He said, you know what it said? He said, no restrictions for the Father. He said, right then and there, he said, the Holy Ghost began to deal with me. Tell me everything's going to be all right. Because there's no restrictions for our Heavenly Father. When things look like they're coming down to an end, there's no restrictions for the Father. I feel the Holy Ghost here this morning. I feel like God's dealing with your heart. I feel like maybe you've been under a little bit of a load. I don't really feel like I preached any different than I have at the camp now. I mean, it's a tent, but I felt God dealing with me on this. You've got to know something here. You've got to know that God will help us at the same time. When the enemy's coming out with us, everything he's got, and he will. At the same time. Amen. God's going to help us. Would you stand with me this morning? All I know to do is just give an altar call. Let's come and let's gather around and let's ask God to help us. To encourage us, to increase our faith, to do a work in our life, to know that He's not left us. Hallelujah. God.